Whenever I go to birding festivals, I look forward to running into Clay Taylor. As a representative for Swarovski Optic, he takes photos and videos of birds by digiscoping them using Swarovski equipment and then displays his work on a high-definition screen at the Swarovski booth. Birders are drawn to various optics company booths, both to enjoy the great looks at wonderful birds and to check out the equipment that produce them, and Clay's are always top-notch. I particularly appreciate Clay's promotion of digiscoping, that is, photographing through a spotting scope, which allows us to get close-up photos from a safe distance to avoid disturbing the bird. It's a great way to promote ethical nature photography. Back in September, when Clay was at Cape May Point in New Jersey, he came upon a common tern resting on the beach and noticed that it was wearing a leg band. Clay walked around it from about 50 feet away, shooting images of the band in order to capture all sides of it. Clay took about 100 photos, and it took 5 to determine the entire band sequence, 9822-05514. He sent that number to the Bird Banding Laboratory and waited to find out more about this individual bird. The common tern, which breeds over Europe and Asia as well as North America, is doing fairly well overall, though for a while it was in steep decline everywhere. Egg collecting and then the millinery trade both took a huge toll, and numbers were barely recovering before pesticides caused another decline. As specialists on fish, common terns bioaccumulate quite a load, leading especially to reproductive problems. On the Great Lakes, common tern numbers dropped precipitously when ring-billed gull populations here burgeoned, and the terns haven't recovered. The species is listed as threatened in Minnesota and endangered in Wisconsin. If common terns no longer live up to the first part of their name, they're not in critical danger. The International Union for the Conservation of Nature ranks this as a species of least concern worldwide. It's hard to approach close to terns here on the Great Lakes where they're shy and skittish, so my only photos are from a distance. Terns along the coasts are a bit more acclimated to humans on beaches than those here, which is why Clay's bird did not take off as Clay circled it. That wonderful digiscoping technique allowed him to keep a comfortable distance while still getting good pictures. What he learned from the U.S. Geological Survey's Patuxent Bird Banding Laboratory is this. That individual tern was originally captured and banded as an adult on Great Gull Island, New York, on August 16, 1994, which would put the bird's hatching year at 1992 or earlier. This means the bird was at least 23 years old when Clay captured his photos. 23 years old is not quite the record, but it's close. The oldest common tern, based on Bird Banding Lab records, was originally banded in New York and recaptured alive when it was 25 years, 1 month old. A second one, banded in New York in July 1970, was recovered alive in Massachusetts in June 1995, making it exactly 25 years old. Even if Clay's tern was not a record breaker, it's wonderful to know that plucky little bird has survived on this planet for at least 23 years and counting. As Clay asked on Facebook, how cool is that? I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.